Hey everyone, Johnny Mota here, AV Insider. I'm your host, as always. Last time I checked, I was the host. I hope I still am. Usually have my assistant running the show in the background, who is currently... The new assistant is, again, another four-legged creature, Fuzzy, and he's making a little noise in the background. He's the puppy. So if you ever get an email from me and it's scripted and really poorly written, he's all paws and no thumbs. But enough about him. The show, AV Insider. I have a special guest, but before I bring them on... As always, thank the sponsor because they're keeping this Northern California cloud I call home moving along. Ingram Micro, they are the world's largest technology distributor delivering flexible multi-channel supply chain solutions and more. If you head over to ingrammicro.com, you can check out some of the products and solutions they have to offer to you as an integrator. ingrammicro.com, check them out. As I mentioned, I have Wisdom Audio, but more specifically, I have Ron Rouse, and hopefully I said your last name correctly. Ron, thank you for being on the show today.
You did. I appreciate you saying my last name correctly. It often gets a very European vibe. I usually get a rosé or
rosé.
I don't mind rosé.
That's not a bad thing. I don't know where you are. I'm in wine country, and so that's, you know, if someone's referring to it as wine, that's usually a good thing. I would think, or you know.
I'm up in Sacramento, California, so I'm not too far away from you.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm just a little west of you. Not too bad. Roughly a 2-hour drive.
Yeah, just as long as it's not snowing, we're all good.
and you are the VP of sales at Wisdom, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, I am.
Okay, so before I get into the Q&A of Wisdom Audio and every awesome thing that you guys have to offer, I love learning more about the guest that is speaking on behalf of the company. Maybe this is your first audio job. Maybe this is your first tech job. Maybe this is your first job ever. I don't know, but I would love to hear a little bit about your background and how you got over to Wisdom.
Sure. I wish this was my first job that I ever had. I've been in the business for about 28 years. I actually started some time ago at a place called the Federated Group.
Okay.
Which was around long before the Circuit City and Good Guys days. And after there, I kind of went over the place, had a long stint at Circuit City, even worked for a nanosecond at Keith Yates Audio Video when he was around, and at least when, he's still around, but at least when he had his audio business. Prior to joining Wisdom, I was at Harman Audio for 21 years. So that's my big long stint was at the big bulk of the business was at Harman.
That's a pretty good run. I think the longest job I've ever held was 7 years roughly, which probably isn't great to admit on air. But I mean, you know, I kind of changed industries, kind of moved around different jobs, different places, different design firms. I don't know, it just kind of depends. But that's a good run. 21 years at Harman, and
yeah,
they're kind of like a super group in AV, if that's what I want to reference them, right?
Yeah, everyone has different opinions of Harman. People know them as the company that makes all kinds of little Bluetooth widgets. They obviously also have quite a few other brands underneath their
umbrella. Just like a handful, that's all.
Just a couple.
Yeah. Yeah. So some of them have been on the show. We can talk about that another time. But That brought you to Wisdom, where you currently are the VP of Sales. And how long have you been with Harman? I mean, I'm sorry, 21 years. How long have you been with Wisdom Audio, the guest on my show today, Johnny?
Thank you. I've been here now for about a month. A year and about 3 months.
Okay. Congratulations. Now, that being said, if you could kindly tell me just a quick little generalization about Wisdom Audio.
Yeah, Wisdom Audio. We are known for planar magnetic drivers.
Okay.
And we simply make very interior designer architect friendly loudspeakers.
Okay. Everyone loves, and I say this to everybody, everyone loves to hear audio, but not necessarily everybody loves to see. Exactly. You're already there. You know, you get it. Right? Yeah, You provide a very architecturally friendly, easy on the eye, if you will, set of audio solutions that meet both those needs.
Absolutely. And that's one thing that's really exciting for me coming over to Wisdom is to have, you know, this product lineup and be able to really provide real high performance solutions but yet solutions that are not intrusive into the space. And it's pretty exciting.
Okay. So let's now. Not only is it just several solutions, I feel like there's several different areas or arenas that Wisdom is in the field of audio. You have some two-channel stuff. You got some distributed product, and then stuff that you'd put like in a theater application. So three major but different types of audio solutions for three different types of scenarios. Whereas a lot of companies, I feel, maybe just fit in the category of maybe just distributed audio, just some in walls, some in ceilings. Yeah, we can do that. Maybe to put them in a theater, but not necessarily two channel. Or some people are very specific to two channel, but not both or all three. And I feel like you kind of have a mix to provide solutions across those three areas.
Yeah, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, that's the one thing that makes us unique is that we can fill, kind of check box those three boxes, right? We can provide two-channel solutions, multi-channel solutions, and distributed audio solutions. And in most cases, we can actually provide a solution that's on wall or in wall in almost all of our loudspeakers. So we're pretty flexible in the design and application. And we do systems that start multi-channel systems. We start about retail about 15,000, and we go up and over about $1 million.
You as the VP of sales, and you could say yes, of course, or no, I don't. Do you have your own set of any Wisdom product at home?
Yeah, well, yeah, I've been with the company that long, so I'm still kind of trying to work some of their products into my house. But I currently have a pair of our. We only have three floor standing speakers. The 90, 95% of our products are in wall or on wall, and so. But I have a pair of our what one of one pair of our floor standing speakers called the P48s. So they're a point source product. So I currently have those in a little two-channel setup at my house, but I'm waiting to get a pair of our L75s, which are line source, which is a really kind of big technology that we offer. Most speakers in our in the consumer world and also in the professional world are point source, right? But one thing that we offer that's kind of makes us a little bit different is we offer a line source product. I'm not sure how familiar you are with that technology.
So, regardless of my knowledge base, little or vast, and everyone can believe what they would like to believe, let's take it from the listener standpoint. Let's say that some people know things and other people don't know things. Or for some of my friends in the background who are wanting to learn more about Wisdom and or just for the question that you just had, the difference between line source and point source. Let's take that approach. Can you explain? Because you offer both, is that correct? Or you're more of
Yes.
a, okay. What, why would you have both? And I guess it's two questions.
Yeah.
What's line source and what's point source? And why would you offer both?
Very good. So, pretty much if you could go to CEDIA, right, and you walk around the halls and look at people's speakers, almost every manufacturer offers a point source product, and we offer them as well, right? So that's going to be a product with some type of high frequency driver and mid or low frequency drivers. That kind of radiate into the space like dropping a rock into water, right? When you drop a rock into water, it radiates everywhere into the space, right? A line source is a little different. A line source is like taking, if we go back to the water analogy, taking a plank of wood, if you will, and pushing it in the water and then pushing it along, and it creates a wave, right, that just moves forward. So instead of ripples rippling to the space, you have a cylinder of sound that radiates into the space. So the advantage of a line source is that there's almost no interaction with the floor or ceiling. So we're not we're a where a point source radiates everywhere into the space, right? So you're gonna
Get
deal with more.
reflections and things like that.
Yeah, you hear much more of the reflections in the room. Where a line source, you eliminate, let's say in most cases, you eliminate about half of the reflections in the space. because again, the line source isn't interacting with the floor or ceiling. And in addition to that, if you look at point source versus line source, a point source loses 6 dB per every doubling of distance, where a line source only loses 3 dB. So over a big area, right, a line source is going to maintain its sound pressure level much more so than a point source, which makes a line source a really cool product for big open media rooms, or even, you know, theaters. A good example for a line source in a big open media room space is you have speakers, let's say, up by your TV, and then you have a media space with some furniture, and then beyond that is a kitchen. With a point source, if you're in the kitchen cooking, right, and I'm hanging out on the couch and I'm playing music, comfortable volume for me, it might not be loud enough for you, right? So you might ask me to turn it up. So I turn it up, and now I'm being overwhelmed on the couch, right, with sound, just to get enough sound pressure to you. With a line source, I can actually get this almost exact same sound pressure to you and me at the same time. So you can have a very enjoyable listening experience without having to have different volume levels.
Now, what you have, is it line source or point source at home?
I currently have point source at home, but I want to get some line source.
Okay, so thank you for your description of line source versus point source and describing the need for both. I want to kind of go back a little bit. When I asked you initially about if you have your own product, it wasn't more of if you're a believer in your product. What I wanted to get was, so yes, I have it. What I want to hear is, when you listen to a Wisdom Audio product, and you might be biased because you're an employee, what is the experience that you feel? Like, for me, music is an emotional experience.
Yes.
And it's it puts me in contact with feelings, emotions, points in time, to whether I heard that first song, music, saw something, or experienced something with someone else throughout my life. And it's almost like a musical time machine, but it's the way it makes me feel. It's a very emotional connection with the musician or band or group. When you listen to Wisdom product, if you could describe how you feel or how you connect with it, what are you going through when you listen to Wisdom product?
Just, absolute clarity.
Okay.
Our product is that. I mean, that's the first thing that I ever noticed when I listened to Wisdom is the clarity of the product, and that really a lot of that's attributed to our planar technology, in that it's very fast and transparent. And that the transparency of our planar technology, how that translates to listening to music is just simply clarity and speed, really.
Clarity and speed. Okay. Yeah. When I spoke with another vendor, the most striking thing that he said to me, other than, talking about the music and all this stuff, and what really made sense for me was, it could be him, just loving music as well. What he said was, when listening to music, the most important thing to him, at least, is the reproduction in playback, is to make it sound realistic. So when you say clarity, I hear the same thing, right? You want, for me, when I listen to music, I want to try, and maybe this might be an addiction on the music side, I want to try and get as realistic as possible.
Absolutely.
I want to connect. I want to be able to, to get the imaging, right? Close your eyes. Throw on whatever your... Whoever out there listening, right? Whatever your source, whether it be digital nowadays or analog, up to you. I think everyone on the musical bus of life gets off in different stops, and that's fine. And whatever your method is, if you can get out of that experience clarity or realism, I think that is the goal. That's how I
absolutely
feel about it, right?
I couldn't have said that better. I mean, and honestly, our job as a manufacturer, as a speaker manufacturer, is not to change who the artist is, right?
Right.
If you're listening to Aretha Franklin, she should sound like Aretha Franklin.
Correct.
not a version of what Aretha and Franklin you think should sound like. You know, so that's one thing that we try to do with all of our loudspeakers and our designs, and is to have the clarity, but that clarity needs to be accurate, right?
Exactly.
Our job is not to change what the artist intended, what they actually sound like. Our job is to try to, as good as we can, reproduce them
as accurately as possible.
Absolutely.
Okay, and I think that's a very fair statement to say is, I would hope that you wouldn't want to, people say, when you listen to a Vandersheen, when you listen to an X, when you listen to this, when you listen to Wisdom or whoever, there's a very sonic signature and it's distinct. But I think it's fair of you as the manufacturer to say, well, actually, what we try to do is produce Aretha Franklin as accurately as possible, or the musician or the band or whoever, as accurately as possible. Because why would you want to change the way something truly sound? And portray it differently or put your own signature on it? I think I can understand why someone would say that. And yeah, I would agree that in some cases someone has their own sonic signature. But if the goal as the manufacturer is to try and portray the music as accurately as possible, I think that is a better goal than to have their own sonic signature.
Exactly. And unfortunately, there's still a lot of people in the industry, a lot of companies that have a spin on their, at least I feel there's a lot of companies that still have a spin, right? They have their technology or a way they kind of want it to sound. And and that's fine too, I guess. But that's not what I personally like. And when I listen to music, I want to, I want to hear Aretha Franklin, right? I don't want to hear her sounding a different way.
I think that's fair. Now, I didn't get a chance to see Wisdom at Cedia, so let's talk about some of the shows. And maybe you weren't there, but what are some of the shows where listeners or dealers or potential dealers can come and visit and listen to some of your products in our industry, whether that be Cedia, CES, ISE, Infocom, et cetera, et cetera?
We were at Cedia in Dallas this past year, and we will be at ISE here coming up here next month.
Okay.
But yeah, our two big shows are ISE and Cedia.
All right.
In the future, you'll probably most likely find us at Infocom. And of course, we do some regional shows, some of the rep summits and so on and so forth. And we also hold actually a lot of mini dealer academies at our facility in Carson City. So that's another chance for dealers to come and have a 2-day seminar and build experience what we do.
Cool. Before we go any further, again, as always, I do like thanking the sponsors, so I'm going to do it again. Ingram Micro, in case you didn't hear me earlier, is the world's largest technology distributor, delivering flexible multi-channel supply chain solutions and more. Head over to ingrammicro.com, and you can find some of my previous guests that have been on the show. I could tell you who they are and save you a trip, but then what would be the fun of heading over to ingrammicro.com? Go over there, or you could go to the AV Insider page on ravepubs.com and listen to other shows where I talk to guests and find them, or shortcut it over to ingrammicro.com, which brings me to my next question about dealers, distribution, and things like that. What's the business model with Wisdom? Are you direct dealer? Do you have distribution? Do you have a mix of both?
Yeah, so in North America, minus Brazil, we are all dealer direct. No internet, just completely dealer direct.
Which is great.
Yeah, I don't want to get on the internet thing, but we don't sell anything on the internet. Our dealers don't sell anything on the internet either. So we try to keep that really clean for our dealer base, and because obviously our dealers go through enough pain with video and various lines that are on the internet and have to kind of fight that fight with their clients. So We keep it really clean, but of course, internationally, it's a different model. We go through distributors internationally.
Okay.
So that's our current business model. Yeah, works really well for us.
So you are international company, and oh, you know what? I think I've gone a little too far ahead of myself. I don't think I asked it, but the company itself, Wisdom, I'm assuming has been around for a good handful of years, correct?
A couple years. We've been around for actually just kind of past our 20th anniversary. We're about 21-year anniversary this year.
Hey, happy anniversaries.
Good times.
Carson, Nevada, across the United States, all dealers, North America, and then international is a little bit different, which I could expect. And then from there, you've got CEDIA, you've got IC. Do you happen to know the booth number, IC?
Yeah, the booth number IC is 5U120.
Impressive. Usually I ask that question and people are like, it was more of a trick question and very well done, might I say.
Thank you.
Thank you. And are you going? Will you be there?
I will be there. I'll be in Amsterdam. I'm actually heading to Italy this Saturday for a pre-build. We always do pre-builds of all of our shows, so we make sure we work out all the bugs
Yep.
before we show up at the show. Because
Smart move.
it's never fun to work through those bugs at the
So,
show.
I myself have never been to ISE, and for anyone listening, like myself, who've never been there, can you give they or I or all of the above any tips, tricks, advice, what to expect?
If you're going to IC, first off, wear lots of clothes.
Okay.
It's very cold
Stay
in
warm.
Amsterdam
Got it.
this time of year.
Yes.
So make sure you bring gloves and scarves and jackets and all that good stuff.
Okay.
It is very cold. Bring a good attitude.
All right.
And the show is fantastic. If you've never been, it's a mix, right? It's kind of basically like taking Infocom and CEDIA and maybe a little bit of NAMM and throwing them all together. Since there is professional audios there, there's signage there, and of course there's consumer there, CEDIA based products. So it's pretty large show. It's a lot of fun, and if you haven't been, I would highly recommend going. It's pretty cool. So you're not going, huh?
I had to decline. I had to
Oh, man.
decline. My day job at a current place is coming to an end tomorrow, and I'm starting a new role in controls at a much larger company
Very good.
starting Monday, and I had to actively decline going.
Next time.
Yeah, next year for sure. But and you said that Wisdom won't be at Infocom, so I won't see you there. But possibly at CEDIA. Might see you at CEDIA later this year.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. Or
Yeah.
maybe you can come up to our facility in Carson City.
Oh, hey. It's not that. Actually, let's see. From you, it's probably a little close. What? It's roughly 8 hour drive from where you are.
Where are you in Wang? Are you in Napa?
A little
Okay.
farther. I'm in Santa Rosa.
San Rosa. Yeah. So for me, it's about two and a half hour drive. Yeah. So for you, it'd be
That's not
four
that bad.
hours, 4.5 hours.
That's not that bad. I used to. Yeah, my commute to Napa was like an hour and a half, roughly. Just depends. Yeah, you know what? I would love to. I would love to come to the facility.
Yeah, we have our next Open Deer Academy is in the month of April, April 4th and 5th, if I pretty sure I'm getting that right. So yeah, we can talk, and glad to have you come up.
I will email you after the show and coordinate. I would love to do like a walkthrough, maybe a quick little AV Insider tour of the facility and talk about products and moving forward.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And speaking of projects moving forward, I know that you have, some two channels, some this and some of that. And product development, do you get to be involved in that, or do you work with engineers? How does that even work?
Yeah, I mean, typically sales is usually sales and marketing are usually get together on those type of things, and it's the same case here at Wisdom. I get together with my boss and a couple sales guys, and we all get together with our product development engineering team and work on new exciting products to come out. We actually are launching a brand new product at ISC this year, which we're pretty excited about. But yeah, we get together and do a little brainstorming, and it's kind of fun. With a little bit of a smaller company, you have a little bit more freedom to try new things, and you can move pretty fast being a smaller company. So it's pretty exciting. We can come up with some pretty cool stuff, and we think we've hit the nail on the head with something coming we're going to be launching at CEDIA, at excuse me, at ISE.
Cool. So there is a new product to announce.
Yeah, not only a new product, but actually a new category for us. I mean, I
Oh.
guess you could say we have in ceiling, if you take our Insight series or even some of our Sage series that are you'd find them generally in a wall, but you can certainly put a thin rectangle-ish speaker in the ceiling, of course. But most people think of ceiling speakers as being round or square, and up until this point we haven't had one of those objects. So we've actually designed from the ground up a brand new product that will be we again launched at ISC. It's called the ICS7A in-ceiling loudspeaker. Yeah, it's pretty cool. We're pretty excited about it.
ICS-7A.
Yeah, the A is for angled. So it's a has a it's for put the angle on there for to be used for in-ceiling LCR or for distributed audio. There's actually another ECW. It's a waveguide that you can put on there for to get a little more distribution out on the waveguide pattern. So you can use it for immersive audio applications or distributed audio applications. So it's kind of a multifunctional product. It does a couple different jobs. So you don't have to have two products that do two different jobs. This one product will do a multitude of jobs.
Interesting. So, with the waveguide application, is it something that can be added or removed, or it's there and you can adjust it?
Yeah, it's pretty slick. It's actually comes with the product. So if you want to have more distribution of the waveguide, you simply it's a little magnetized piece that just clicks onto the front over the waveguide over the current PMD.
Very cool. Dare, I don't want to say any of the fancy buzzwords that most people like to use, but I'll let the listeners come up with them later when they see them at ISE.
There'll be some good ones. We're also pretty excited because we're gonna. I've for many years I've wanted to put a laser on a speaker, and why not, right?
I mean, if you can do it, do it. I would love to see a speaker with a laser, and I'm like, well, that's new.
So we have yeah, that's what we've done. So we're pretty if it as simple as it is, it makes me very excited. I've shown a few dealers that have been at the factory recently, and as simple again as simple as that thing is, everyone puts a smile on everyone's face.
Well, that'll be interesting to see. Well, and thank you for sharing that with me and the listeners, or the listeners and I, if you want to be grammatically correct.
That's okay.
Is there anything that we really haven't talked about, Wisdom, that we should mention?
Oh man, well, there's a million things
Well,
we could
let's
sit here.
start from the top alphabetically, please.
One of the things I would like, that really makes us different also, in addition to, doing planar technology and line source, is that at least I like to mention this time, hopefully we get to talk again, but
Yeah,
is
I'd love to talk again.
our subwoofer technology is really also kind of something that makes us a little bit different. We use a regenerative transmission line, which is acronym is RTL. So we use RTL subwoofers, which is a little different from the norm. It's actually a pretty old technology. It's been around for quite some time. It's pretty complex in its design, more complex than I could even begin to try to explain here and now. It's more something that has to be kind of seen
Okay.
or heard, but it's pretty fun technology in that it allows us to use smaller drivers and get the same output as a much larger driver, but yet retain a very fast transient response.
Okay, well.
So maybe we can attempt to to go over that maybe next time or something.
Okay, so let's do this. Let's plan maybe after I see you later down the line. I would love to have you back and talk more about a little more in-depth conversation about the technical stuff, right? Dare I ask about super, super duper technical stuff for people that love talking about audio and technology?
Some people like the technical stuff, some people can do without it.
Yeah, I strongly agree with you there, but maybe that is best suited for another day. What I should mention is, like you said, you have subwoofers. You have three very distinct product categories, and now a fourth. It sure sounds that way, if you will.
Correct.
Announcing at ISE, or just slightly now on the show, if you're listening right
Yeah,
now.
to be honest, this is the first announcement.
Hey, thank you
So
very much, Insider First.
congratulations.
Boom.
Hopefully my boss doesn't get mad.
I won't tell him if you don't.
I
Or
won't tell
her. I don't know if your boss is a woman, but I won't tell her or him.
him. Thank you.
Hopefully, well, no, I'm sorry. Hopefully they do listen to the show, but hopefully they aren't mad.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
You provide electronics, so amplifiers and such. Am I wrong?
You're correct. We also provide not only provide amplifiers, but we actually manufacture them in-house.
Ooh, let's talk more about that. Made in America, in-house, in Nevada?
Actually, all of our products are made in the U.S.
Oh no. Nobody does Made in America
No
anymore.
one does
That's
it
come
anymore.
on.
I
Seriously?
know.
A company that's still made here in America?
It's crazy
Is
talk.
that even a thing?
I didn't think it existed anymore either until I came over here.
Okay, well,
So it's
I feel like
pretty cool.
that's a pretty big thing that, yeah, we should mention. Okay, back the truck up. Wisdom Audio, made in America.
Indeed.
Okay,
Of course, there's of course some parts and pieces that we don't manufacture in house. You know, we don't do
Okay,
like
well.
molded injection things, and there's some of course capacitors and some little bits and pieces that we get elsewhere. But we strongly tried as much as we can to source everything, not only even from the U.S. but locally. We actually do all of our aluminum is purchased from a local manufacturer. All the drivers but one is we of course we make all the PMDs in-house.
Okay.
But the few drive the drivers that we utilize. All but one is made in the U.S. It's pretty exciting. It makes you feel good that we're not only helping support the local community, but just making stuff in the U.S. Like you're joking about it, but it's pretty sad, right? It's just there's not a lot of stuff made in the U.S. anymore,
Well,
so.
I lightly kid because, yeah, one, we don't do a lot of manufacturing in the United States anymore. And when I come across cool companies that I like to support who do that, I like to promote that company even more so because, yeah, I mean, yeah, I lightly kid about it, but I come from manufacturing before I got into audio. And it's tough. I think it costs a little more here building stuff stateside. And it's so much easier to outsource things outside of the country for cheaper, et cetera, reasons and things like that. But I think there's a sense of accomplishment when you're able to, like you said, support the local companies. We live here for one, and if you can support other companies in the area, I think that's great for not only our economy and surrounding businesses and communities. It's great for everyone else, and I think that people still want to believe in Made in America idea. People want to support those companies, and so as a manufacturer who still makes things as much as possible here locally, and where they can't make things here, if I can still source things here to build into my products, I think that's even better.
I'm glad you. I'm glad that it was brought up, and you're pretty proud of that. So thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Okay. So speakers, electronics, subwoofers. I don't know.
Yeah. So yeah, what we talk about. Oh yeah. So the amplifiers and the other piece that we make there is our we make a system controller slash room equalizer.
Okay.
Which is currently the SE1. We're looking at expanding on that product line here coming up soon.
Also at ISE?
That will probably be more between IC and Cedia, if not at Cedia.
Okay.
But
Look
we're
out for
working.
that. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty slick stuff, and something that really it's not really done in the market currently. It's a lot of room equalization, right, is built into products. It's built into AVRs or surround processors, but there's not really a lot of stuff out there that's offered separately. So we currently have a product called the SE1, but we're going to expand upon that soon with more and more channels and more power, if you will, more DSP power.
Intriguing. I
Very
sure
cool.
hope whatever it is with the more DSP power that it is a software-based DSP of some extent that can be updated over the year and it's not stuck to hardware limitations that you'll have to repurchase later down the line as technology evolves. Just a thought. Just a thought.
Good thought.
Yep. I don't have all the best ones, but I like to input where I can. And whether or not they are listened to or ignored, I'd still like to give them. If someone's willing to listen. But that's a thought.
All input is good input.
Yeah, so I think that's cool, and you guys are expanding into, I don't want to say uncharted areas. Well, yeah, I guess yeah, kind of uncharted areas. You're talking about something that doesn't really exist yet, and it's good to provide solutions for things like that. Kind of like why or because of reasons that technology is ever expanding, it's good to adapt, and it's good to provide solutions for things that don't quite exist yet. And either make them more accurate, more accessible, more available, better suited for the situations, and as audio changes, as it's constantly doing, like the new audio codecs and surround to be more realistic. That seems to be the word, realistic, accurate. I think the solutions need to evolve with them. And it sounds like you guys are pretty much getting ready to show that type of solutions IC and CDIA. So look out for IC for one for the ICS7A and I'm guessing like you said CDIA where we're going to see an expansion or an adaptation of the SC1 or adding on to that family of product.
Absolutely.
Well,
Pretty cool.
I think no, that's very cool. So thank you for sharing that information with us. We do greatly appreciate it. For people that are currently interested to learn more about Wisdom Audio and or maybe they want to be a dealer, what's the best place to go and learn more about Wisdom Audio?
Well, currently, you can obviously just go right to our website, wisdomaudio.com. It will soon be under construction. We're actually just about to launch a brand new site.
Oh.
So, but until then, you can just go to wisdomaudio.com and all the information is found there. And there's also a contact link to get a hold of us.
Okay.
Of course, we're on Instagram and Facebook, Wisdom Audio Company. We have a little Twitter feed that we not too long ago just started at wisdom_audio. And we also have a little YouTube that we're starting to add more and more videos to.
Cool.
A lot of social media stuff.
One more time, if you could, because I don't have the best memory and it's probably not that easy for me, and I think it's going to be a little easier for you. What's the booth number people could come visit you and Wisdom Audio team at ISE coming up?
It is booth 5. To be very perfectly, it's 5-. U120.
5-U120
I think it's
at
hall
ISE.
five.
In Hall 5, please go visit Ron and the rest of the team that will be there showing the new ICS7A in-ceiling angled speaker with what do you call it? The wave guide? The waveguide. With the waveguide, which I really wish I could check that out.
And lasers.
And lasers. All
I
right.
mean, heck, just come for the
Right? Come for the stroopwafels, leave with the lasers. I don't waveguide and lasers. I really hope that I see a video on your guys' Instagram soon of the lasers. Just the lasers. Maybe like you could be holding the speaker, eating a stroopwafel at ISE, and then lasers. Pew pew pew
I'll try to make one next week when we're
pew.
installing them into the pre-build for sure.
That would be perfect. Let's see. I think that's all the questions I have right now. And as you so graciously mentioned, I would love to have you back if you have the time in the future where we can get a little more in-depth about products once the new products are out. And maybe as we get closer towards Cydia, because it sounds like you have some announcements you can't quite share yet, but would love to, I'm sure, as the time allows. I'd love to have you back to talk more.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. Yeah, I mean, I'd love to do that and also kind of go over our other services, our calibration services and design services.
Yes, I said let's do that. And in the meantime, I just want to repeat some things that you said. Everyone out there wanting to learn more, head over to wisdomaudio.com. Please check them out if you're a social person. It's going to be at Wisdom Audio on Instagram, on Facebook. It's Wisdom Audio, wisdom-audio on facebook.com. Twitter, as you just mentioned, is obviously at wisdom_audio. They have a YouTube page. I believe there is, if you just want to send some information via email, it's going to be information@wisdomaudio.com.
Correct.
If anyone out there listening wants to send me some information, you want to be a guest on the show, you want to tell me, give me feedback that you love the show, it made you laugh, or yeah, you know what, Johnny, I'm done listening to your voice, and here's everything I want to tell you about your show because I don't know. Tell me at Johnny, JohnnyMotA, the number 3 at gmail.com. I'm on the Twitter, should that still exist tomorrow, at JMota3. I'm on Facebook, Google Plus, Friendster, MySpace. No, I don't know. Most of those things. I'm sure I'm there. Just Google me, but you can have my personal email. You can have whatever you'd like. I will be there. Send me some info, and I'd love to get you on the show. Ron, thank you so much for your time and knowledge and wisdom, if you will. Yeah, thanks, man. It's been a pleasure
Thank you.
speaking with you, and I can't wait to have you back on the show so we can talk more in the future.
Very good. Thanks so much for having me, and have a good afternoon and stay dry.
You as well, everyone. This has been AV Insider. We will catch you on the next show.
Cheers.